With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, Attorney General Pam Bondi says her department has had to fight a new form of lawfare.
My attorneys have done incredible work advancing President Trump's agenda and protecting the executive branch from judicial overreach. We've been sued more than 400 times since January 20th. Judges have issued more than 90 temporary restraining orders against us, more than the previous several administrations combined.
And the Attorney General showed no signs of backing down nor allowing Democratic lawmakers to get away with blasting Trump.
Despite the unprecedented degree of activism we've seen from the lower courts, we have never ignored a court order. And why would we? We have secured a historic 22 victories at the Supreme Court alone, with more to come.
To hear parties talk, the seventh day of the government shutdown sounded like the first. Democrats seeking negotiations on expiring health care subsidies, while Republicans say they won't discuss it until the government reopens. In the meantime, the White House says it will use tariff revenue to bolster a food aid program that is facing funding shortages.
The nutrition program for women, infants, and children, known as WIC, is in jeopardy during the federal government shutdown. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president plans to pay for food aid from tariff income. The WIC program provides vouchers to buy infant formula as well as fresh fruits and vegetables.
Encouraging news on the economic front. World Trade Organization raising its forecast for trade growth in goods this year. Change comes after a very strong first half, driven by orders that officials say were linked to the U.S. tariff changes. This is SRN News. A Muslim terrorist launching new attacks on Christians in Mozambique.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa, with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Alliance Defending Freedom International says 75-year-old grandmother Rose Daughtry has been arrested for a second time. All she was doing was standing outside an abortion clinic in Scotland with a sign that read, "Coercion is a crime. Here to talk only if you want." Despite having good intent and working silently, and she never approached anyone, she was nevertheless charged with breaching the buffer zone. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron facing a governing crisis after his prime minister resigned Monday. It marks his fourth prime minister.
The political problem here is that Emmanuel Macron, who kind of blew up the center of French politics when he came into power with his own new party and sort of destroyed the traditional center-right, center-left balance, is desperately, deeply unpopular, and he's going to be out of power in 2027, if not before, is the way things go, which means that everybody is starting to think not about the stability of France, about passing a budget, but about their own political fortunes.
That is BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield in Paris. The newly elected mayor of a town in western Germany has been found in her home with very serious stab wounds. Investigators say there is no evidence of a political motive. More details at srnnews.com.